Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining. I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody. And then if it's your turn to talk, you'll have to unmute yourself just to get rid of background noise for now. Thank you.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I'll wait for the clock to tick on over to six, and then I'll open this up. There we go. That sure felt like a long minute. I'm going to call to order the special session of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. It's 6 p.m. May we have a roll call, please? And you're muted now, Larry.
Okay. Commissioner Higgins.
Yep.
Commissioner Dale.
Here.
Commissioner Marks.
Here.
Vice President Doss.
Here.
And President Coleman.
Present. Thank you. And just a reminder for those of you on laptops, a neat trick is the space bar can temporarily unmute yourself like a walkie-talkie button if you are muted. So thank you. Will you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Unmute myself and stand up. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May we have a report on closed session, please?
Yeah, the commission met on all three items as agendized. As to items A and B, the commission did not take any action and delaying all action into open session tonight. With respect to item C, the commissioners took no reportable action.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. Now we'll move on to public comment. This portion of the agenda allows the public to speak to the board on various items not itemized on the agenda. Pursuant to the Brown Act, the board may not take action on any item that does not appear on the agenda. Do we have any members of the public wishing to make public comment on items not on the agenda tonight? Please identify yourself and then we'll call you one by one to make your comment. So I saw Sean raising his hand. Do we have any other members of the public wishing to make public comment on items not on the agenda? All right, seeing none, Sean, you have the floor.
Apologies, but I think I actually wanted to comment on something on the agenda and I misheard you. So I want to talk about the fiber landing. So I believe that may be the next item. Sorry.
You're correct. Yeah, that's an agenda item, but thank you for pointing that out. Okay, so once again, we have no other public comment on items not on the agenda. So we'll move right along onto business. Item 8A, consider approving a lease agreement with RTI Infrastructure, Inc. for a portion of APN 401-112-021-000 and 401-111-006.
I move approval of that item.
I'll second Larry's motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Do we have a staff report on this, Larry?
Yes. So the Harbor District has been working for a long time to try to really do infrastructure improvements on the Samoa Peninsula, and Trans-Pacific Fiber Optic Pacific Coast Crossing, along with multi-purpose dock, shoreline protection, energy island, having a 12-month port strategy. All of these different kind of things are part of what the Harbor District is doing to improve the overall economic vitality of Humboldt Bay and the Samoa Peninsula in particular. And so, as I've showed the board before, you know, the master plan is really starting to kind of take shape with the Town of Samoa master plan approved by the Coastal Commission and the County of Humboldt, the Nordic Aqua Farms project in the center at the former pulp mill, the development that's going on there, the work the Harbor District is doing to build a new multi-purpose dock around Redwood Marine Terminal 1 for the offshore wind industry, and all the work that Security National is doing on the Simpson, former Simpson mill at the Fairhaven property. So what we're kind of focused on really is the Harbor District's Redwood Marine Terminal 2, which essentially goes right now to New Navy Base Road. And then the second item of the agenda is the acquisition of the Simpson Beach property, which is really this portion that's directly in front of the Harbor District property. Within the Nordic Aqua Farms, this is what the former pulp mill will begin to take shape. The approximately 200,000 square foot warehouse will remain in place, and the 600,000 square foot buildings will be located in approximately this configuration. And this is a rendering of what the facility would look like once it's constructed. As the board knows, behind the dock is aquaculture pre-permitting, and we've been actively working on aquaculture at the Samoa Peninsula. The wood chip industry, the biomass plant, and chip export facility are really key components to the overall Harbor District strategy. And then with the offshore wind energy, which would be 30 miles offshore, and as I was mentioning, the multi-purpose dock, working with all of the property owners in this area, along with the county, Redwood Community Action Agency, and the other different entities to develop this, our strategy is starting to come together. And so tonight, I really sort of focused on a slightly different portion of infrastructure, which is broadband infrastructure opportunities. And I wanted to point out that in 2017, Assembly Member Woods notified the public that the California Advanced Services Fund committed $47 million to the Highway 299 fiber optic routes. And that was a project with INYO Networks to bring fiber optic cables down Highway 299 from essentially Redding to the Eureka and ultimately to the Samoa Peninsula. And so this really started, there was a lot of work that went into this before this time period, but this really accelerated this project and made it into a true project. And so as part of that project, this is the route that the Highway 299 corridor is gonna take. And ultimately going to the Harbor District's property where this lease agreement would connect in up to four fiber optic lines at the former Samoa, the Louisiana Pacific pulp mill property. And so if you really kind of hone in on this map, then you can start to see the impacts that this will have on the small rural, fairly isolated communities in Northern California, and the opportunities that this broadband services and really with the Harbor Districts, this ultimate connection into Asia, where all of these small communities along the Highway 299 have the potential to directly access those. If you also look at these maps and you dig in closely, you'll notice that there's trunk lines that go up to like the Lewiston Dam and some of these other small remote communities. And part of the reason, like with the Lewiston in particular, is because these data centers, they use extreme amounts of power and they need access to power and electricity in order to generate these things. And so some of these were specifically put in to get access to some of the dams and some of the power in those locations. But access, improved access up to Hoopa, and down and around into the communities. It really will have widespread potential benefits throughout the whole Highway 299 Humboldt Trinity County area. And so taken off the CPUC's website, they basically described this area and what their intentions are, you know, within this, but basically to improve, you know, traveler safety for first responders and to stimulate economic development to underserved communities. And then down below here, they basically say that, you know, once the broadband is connected, that in the future, you'll probably see cell towers that will begin to connect to these fiber optic lines, which will improve mobile connectivity into these really remote areas of the county, where anybody that has lived in those areas knows that you do not have access to the internet and those other areas. And in the 21st century economy, that's a huge impediment to the youth in these communities to be able to have access to, especially right now with Zoom and everything else, but to really get access to those communities for economic development benefits has huge potential opportunities. And so you may have noticed that in last August, there was the announcement in Arcata, and this week in the Lost Coast Outpost, and I spoke to the Community Development Director of Arcata today, that this data center complex is proposed to be constructed at the former Best Lumber or Nielsen Feed property in Arcata, where they would do approximately a 10,000 square foot data center. The important thing for our community is that these fiber optic lines that are coming down Highway 299 and the Trans-Pacific lines are really major connectivity lines. They're not just something that you can plug in your Ethernet cable into and have immediate access to. You have to have these data centers to basically drop down the data so that it's in a usable form, so then the communities can begin to have access to them. And so if you look at I still call it the Arcata Eye, I think it's the Mad River Journal, Mad River Union, I think it is they have an article in this week's paper on this facility in Arcata. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because these are really part of a larger infrastructure that's coming to our region in the really near term. And that they're reporting in the paper that they're planning to start construction of this facility in Arcata in January and hope to have it completed in July. That tells you the timeframes for when the route Highway 299 project is hoping to have the connectivity and the approximate schedules for these Trans-Pacific lines that the Harbor District is talking about. And so we're really talking about real projects that are in the short term and not 2, 3, 4 years out in the horizon, things that you're gonna start to see these things happening really this next year. And so with the Harbor District property, you know, this isn't the greatest map if you're not familiar with it, but in essence, here's the Pacific Ocean over here. This is Navy Base Road. And here's the 1 million gallon water tank that's out there. And so the fiber optic lines will come in approximately in these location, and this will be the lease area that they would have. And so again, I pulled this as off of Wired, and this was on 827. And they basically said in 2010 that these data centers used about 194 terawatts of energy. And to me, I mean, what is a terawatt? But they reported that was in 2010, and that represented about 1% of the worldwide electricity. So you can really see how much power these data centers use. But between 2010 and 2018, even though it increased by sixfold and the internet traffic grew by tenfold, the amount of energy usage didn't increase proportionally. And the reason for that is because the energy efficiencies have become so much greater because they're starting to create these large hyperscale cloud computing centers where they'll basically put large centers together instead of having much smaller ones diversified out that use more energy. And they like to site these things in colder regions, especially near the ocean or other things where they can take advantage of water cooling from the bay or the ocean to cool these to reduce the overall energy costs. And part of the reason why I'm bringing this up is within our overall economic development strategy, with generating large amounts of offshore wind, and we've been having a lot of discussions about our transmission, that we don't have the transmission capabilities going out of Humboldt. And what we need to do really to attract the offshore wind to come here is to have more high energy users in Humboldt County that can use that electricity, so then it doesn't have to be transported out of the county and we have to upgrade all that infrastructure. And so these are economic development advantages that we can look at as a community. And so with the payment structure, the Harbor District will get an initial payment within 45 days of the signing of the agreement of $200,000. And that will get deposited into escrow to buy the beach property from Simpson Paper Company, who's the current owners, and that we're in escrow to acquire that beach property. And so we really thank them for working with us on that. And then the next step is that as soon as they receive the discretionary permits, the Harbor District will get $425,000. And then when they land the first cable, we will receive an additional $625,000. And then for each additional cable, we would get $333,000. We're anticipating that they'll do either two or three cables in the initial run, but we don't know the exact number of cables that they'll do in the initial run. So as I had, the initial term of this lease goes through March 8th of 2046. And there are two option renewals that would continue on past that, which are $333,000 for each option renewal that they may choose to do after 2046. And again, as I mentioned, the Arcata Data Hub is in the permitting phase and that they're hoping to be in construction between January and June 2021. And so then it was kind of occurring to me, you know, some people have said to me, well, why is the Harbor District getting involved in these things, right? And so then, you know, I looked and in, you know, Virginia Beach, they have as part of their economic development strategy what the port calls their digital port. And even though they, you know, have six marine terminals, 50-foot channels, the world's largest cranes, and all these other things, they are really looking at the port to be the digital port for shipping data and high-speed connectivity around the world. And then within their strategic plan as part of this, these are the things that they're looking to do. And it just kind of gives us an idea as a community what other communities that have cable landings, what their strategies are associated with it. And so initially they were looking at basically a 24,000, you know, square foot landing. And then they were going to develop, you know, a data center campus, you know, kind of an innovation center type of a thing so that we could spur on economic development opportunities. And then landing a business park so that we can grow startup businesses around these data centers and other things. And then they gave some tax incentives and then building 130,000 square foot data center. And so anyway, these are some of the additional opportunities that they were looking at with data connectivity associated with some of these landings. And so between the Highway 299, the INYO project, coupled with the small data center in Arcata, which will allow access to the community, and the work that the Harbor District is doing to allow up to four cable landings onto our property. We think that this is a tremendous economic opportunity for our community. And it's something that the county, the Harbor District, REDEC, and all the communities have been working on for a long, long, long time of how do we improve the broadband communication and redundancy into our county. and really strengthen the redundancy and set the county up for jobs for the 21st century economy. And so with that long-winded staff report, I would recommend that the board approve the lease agreement with RTI Infrastructure.
I would like to commend the executive director on his power discussion issue. I'm fully in favor of going forward.
Thank you for that, Patrick. I was just going to ask the board if there are any questions or comments from the board at this time.
Lots of projects going on. Just keep those balls moving in the air, Larry.
No, just to clarify, these are one-time fees and not reoccurring or monthly or yearly fees. They're just accommodating a landing, right?
That's correct. That is just accommodating the landing.
And there's no restriction, not that there would be a demand in the future, but there's nothing that prohibits the district of landing somebody else somewhere else along the peninsula if need be, or another entity landing also.
That's correct. Is within the approximately 200 foot wide area, they have the exclusive use of that 200 foot wide area. But the Harbor District has the discretion to enter into agreements with other parties for areas outside of that narrow cable landing that we're leasing to them.
Sure. Sure. And the other upside of this, obviously, is it's a, you know, build it and they will come type of a project. So this puts Humboldt Bay, Humboldt County on the map internationally with who knows what other interested entities might be tickled by knowing that this has hit Humboldt Bay.
Any other comments from the commission, comments or questions from the commission? If not, I have a question and a comment. Following up on what Larry said, yeah, it's definitely true. Like, you know, throughout Humboldt County, there's been the concern about how do we bring new industries, new tax base, and new jobs to this county. And this is it right here, having that connection from the Asian markets. This would be the most direct connection from the Asian markets to mainland United States, and that's going to be highly monetized by a lot of people and can bring a lot of industry into the county. And then with the potential connection into the 299 corridor, which is my question, because you were bringing up the INYO Networks 299 project, and RTI is a completely different company doing the Trans-Pacific leg of this. Do we know what sort of agreements they may have or may be working on connecting these two legs?
I have not seen the physical agreements myself. This afternoon, I spoke to David Loya in Arcata because they've been working with a third company that is putting in the data center in Arcata. And what they have been telling them is that, you know, within that data center, they have the capability, we'll have the capabilities to connect through the Trans-Pacific as well as over to the 299. So because they're reporting that, my assumption is that they have the agreements in place, but I have not physically seen them.
Yep. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I was just curious. But I commend everyone who's been working on this. I know this has been a long time in coming, and this is both like an immediate benefit to the Harbor District with our property and our revenue, but I think more so this is the Harbor District really spurring on a lot of economic development in the county.
So with Steven, that, this is adding in if I might. I want to thank Sean at Access.
Would you like to say something?
Thank you. I would. I'd like to thank Sean at Access Humble for continually bringing up the issue of local benefits from connectivity, and also to Larry Osberg for basically making sure that those benefits are accrued, because that's the crucial link there. And so that's why I'm extremely pleased, because of the off-ramps and the connectivity that it'll provide to the local area. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to bring it to the public, if there's any public comment on this matter. With Larry sharing a screen right now, I can't see the screen, so I can see the participants. Adam, will you? Okay, there we go. So again, I'd like, I see Sean, I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name, I'm sorry, Takate, but wanting to speak. So why don't we start with you, and then I'll ask if there's anyone after you.
Aloha, thank you very much. I'm using my middle name, Taketa McLaughlin. So it's Sean Taketa McLaughlin. Most folks know me as Sean McLaughlin, but thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm executive director for Access Humboldt, and we pay close attention to broadband deployment issues and developments in our region. We are super excited and grateful for the Harbor District for your role in this critical infrastructure. I think it's hard for me to explain how excited we are. It's like if Humboldt didn't have an international airport and we were building an international airport. I mean, it's kind of like that. It's a connection to the world, and it's a resource for our local infrastructure as well. So in respect for your time, I wanna just share some thoughts that I put out there back in May when we heard about this, which are that this dedicated capacity, the access to the public easement and the property assets is a huge value to the private companies who own the fiber optic network infrastructure. This is a global project that's connecting Malaysia and Singapore to the US, continental United States. So Humboldt is just this little flea on the back of this massive project. But in our mind, it's really you folks represent our point of intersection, because they need your landing site to make this whole project work. I guess I would encourage you to think of the two projects separately. The Digital 299 project may not be INYO anymore, but it's still an important project. But really, it's the landing project that's critical to the district, to the Harbor District. And I think what we learned about the Arcata data center is it's not what you would normally think of as a data center. It's actually an interconnection facility, which is way more exciting. And that's exactly what we were calling for back in May. If they hadn't offered it, we want to make sure that this fiber creates an opening locally for folks to interconnect to that fiber. Because we've seen other fiber landings, like in Mendocino County, there's a fiber that lands and doesn't provide any local value at all. It just passes through the county. And then in this case, because of that data center interconnection facility that's being developed in Arcata, we have a high level of confidence this project is going to afford interconnection to every local network. So in essence, that facility will enable every network that serves our county to connect to each other at one site. And that hasn't existed before. It's called a peering point, or an internet exchange facility. It's a co-location. It's hard to emphasize from the broadband worldview how important that is, but that is done. That's happening. I mean, so that's huge. But I think what we want to encourage the district to think about is that often in negotiating these kind of landing agreements, telecom providers look at the cash cost, and then there's a service offering that they might negotiate in lieu of cash. And I know that the Harbor District is really sort of desperate for cash flow, but I hope that you don't miss this opportunity, because in lieu of cash, you might get access to that fiber. like some capacity set aside for local purposes. And that is so much more valuable than cash. I know you guys need cash more than you need connectivity, but our region needs connectivity more than we need cash. So it puts the district in this position of being able to negotiate in lieu of cash some connectivity that could be way more valuable. And I just hope that there's an opening in the discussions for you to be able to do that, because it's something that's cheaper for the developers of the fiber to give you up 1% of capacity on that fiber than it is to give you cash. And the 1% of capacity, I'm using that as just an example number. I don't know the negotiating number, but you get the point. It doesn't cost them anything to give you future value, and the benefit to our region, if they did set aside capacity on that fiber for our local community, is incredibly valuable. So that's a little piece of the negotiation that I wanted to recommend and hope that you were able to work into the conversation. I don't know if we're coming in too late for this, but the point is, our experience shows us that kind of negotiation, there's a special value there in securing capacity in lieu of cash. So I don't know if there's I hope you'll consider that. After that, I really just want to congratulate you and offer, there's a lot of local work happening with broadband deployment and planning for broadband. There's a regional broadband consortium. The amount of state funding that's going into the Digital 299 project is a good example of investments that are being made in the public sector. I guess I want to share with you real quickly that there's also another company involved, Vero Networks, which is building which has already filed permits for the easements to run fiber from your site to the interconnection facility in Arcata. They have also filed permits for pulling capacity of fiber from Arcata to Eureka. So this is the first indication that we're seeing that is exciting to us, that this is going to be a shareable asset. So once that connectivity is shared to Suddenlink, to AT&T, to Verizon, T-Mobile, US Cellular, we're going to see this dynamic value proposition where our region becomes on the map of connected locations, appears as a new location. Literally, our capacity will increase to the point where we have the fiber from AT&T that comes up 101, we have the fiber that IP Networks, I don't even know who owns it now, comes across Highway 36. We have a new fiber that's being deployed by the Karuk and Yurok tribes down from Wichipec to basically could meet up with the same connection. So if you imagine all those fiber links coming together at that interconnection facility and connecting with the fiber that you're making possible, I mean, the one piece of that that's yours is the Trans-Pacific fiber. So to summarize, I think there's a very critical opportunity for you in that agreement to embed some very specific local benefits that are worth more than cash. And I hope that you will look at those opportunities. And we're here to help you, and we have other resources available that we can bring if that's helpful to you. And thank you for this opportunity to share our thoughts on this. And thank you for all your hard work on this.
Thank you. Thank you for your input. Is there any other public comments on this item?
Yes, Stephen.
Was that Scott Frazier I heard?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Scott.
I believe this is the first time the public has had the opportunity to hear the details of these lengthy negotiations. Your commission and others have been in for, as Director Oker said, quite a long time. I'd like to seek a thorough answer to the question that Sean asked. I think it's really important to know, is it too late at this first opportunity the public's hearing about the details to find out if your Harbor Commission is willing to take access in lieu of cash payment at some level?
Okay, thank you. At the end of public comment, I'll ask staff to address that. Are there any other public wishes?
Yeah, actually, I don't know if you guys can hear me. This is Virginia Bass.
Yeah, I can hear you, Virginia.
Yeah, well, I raised my hand, but as you can tell, my video's off, so I have a beautiful sunset on the peninsula, which is perfect. I just want to say, well, Sean is a hard act to follow, but, and he brought up a good point. I mean, capacity is huge, and I have complaints all the time, so I appreciate what he said, but I'm here to lend support for you. I think this is very exciting. It's nice to have something good to talk about in a meeting. It's been so, well, you know, not so happy lately in a lot of things. So I just want you guys to know, you know, I'm here to help you. I'm sure Supervisor Wilson is totally on board as well. And let us know how we can help. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to comment or speak on this matter?
Yes. Can you hear me? This is Dave McEntee with Simpson.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I just wanted to comment, and I enjoyed Larry's presentation, and I want to commend the commission for its good work and how thorough and thoughtful we've worked together. Simpson's happy to be participating in the transaction with the coastal property. We have a long history of working really well together with the Harbor District. And it's wonderful to see the economic renewal and vitality that's coming back to the region. I just wanted to say once again, thanks to the commission and especially to Larry for his professional and forthright work. And we look forward to continuing that work in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. And anyone else wishing to make comments on this matter? Then bringing it back up to the board, I'd like to ask Larry if he's able to comment on the question about either public access or public benefit from this through RTI.
Well, in this particular agreement that's before you today, as that's not part of the negotiations, I mean, we did have the discussions with them, but in the end, within the overall discussions, is that's not included within this particular agreement. And so RTI Investments has executed the agreement. And what we're looking for from the board is to authorize the approval of this document so that we can complete this transaction. From my opinion, this is, you know, what I hope to be really is the first step. And, you know, we have been in discussions with other people and have this particular item as one of the items that is included in this discussion. I think that for all of the entities that do permits or approvals or authorized right-of-ways and these other things, that all the governmental entities as a whole should be working with a common goal to try to get public access. I see the Harbor District's initial role in this equation was to get them, the first one to come here, is really was to get the one to come here, because it's not an easy accomplishment. As we've been talking about for a long time, it was not an easy task and something that we've been working on for years and years and years. And I can honestly tell you is that in the last year, I thought we lost it at least five times. I thought it was gone. And it was, you know, shook my head lots of times. And so it's not part of this particular agreement. I think there will be additional opportunities for that. And I am committed to work to get improved public access, but I would request that the board approve the contract as is drafted.
Thank you. Commissioner Doss.
Yeah, I'd just like to add into that is that at this point, the agreement that's in front of the commission is not relative to dispersing internet access. It's equivalent to docking the ship. Now, from here, there's the next item on our agenda will be more relative to what's been brought up as far as access. And then also what Larry brought up earlier about the Arcata center that's being built. That's another point that could be a discussion piece for community access. But right now, those don't work unless we dock the ship. And that's what this is about, is getting it onto land right now.
Commissioner Higgins would like to weigh in.
Commissioner Higgins, please go ahead.
This doesn't preclude the off-ramps. And as a matter of fact, we see scenarios where this could be a data distribution center on the peninsula itself. So there's going to be a need for a number of these facilities along the corridor where there is power, like in Lewiston. There may be like data centers there. So I don't think that the deal we're doing right now is in any way blocking additional off-ramps. And like Larry Doss said, you have to start somewhere. So I'm in favor of this motion. And I think we've negotiated well for a long time. And I'd like to commend the staff and our attorney.
Thank you. No other commissioners have anything to add. I would just like to add that I agree with everything everyone said right now. And I think the permitting phase is definitely an opportunity where some of this public benefit can be brought in. I can attest to what Larry said, that it was part of the discussions, but as probably all of you know, right now the Harbor District is, a cash influx would be very beneficial to us as an organization. And that was very important to us. And I think the deals with the community access are still happening with the various nodes and all that. So it wasn't necessarily part of this part, the docking of the ship, as Larry, I think, very rightly called it. But I think this is, you know, getting the ship in port, and so we can, I don't know, torture this analogy anymore and like try and offload the passengers from the ship or do something to them. But with that silly explanation, if no other commissioners have anything to say, I'll bring it back to Larry for a vote.
Commissioner Doss.
Yes.
Commissioner Higgins.
Yeah.
Commissioner Dale.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Aye, aye, matey.
And President Coleman.
Yes. All right, thank you. Moving on to the next item on our agenda, consider adopting resolution 2020-16, a resolution to authorize the purchase of an acceptance of the grant deed for the purchase of APN 401-111-006 beach property on the Samoa Peninsula.
I'd like to move adoption of that item.
I'll second that.
Okay, is there a report on this item, Larry?
No, we're requesting that you adopt the resolution on this, which includes the CEQA for the acquisition of the property. And so I could give a presentation on this, but I think that what this does is it gives additional opportunities because the Harbor District has its ocean outfall pipe that runs through this, and we have an easement. And our easement was really limited only to a specifically defined use of that ocean outfall pipe. What this acquisition does is it opens up a whole host of other things that we may be able to use the ocean outfall pipe and the easement for. In addition to that, we've already shown that we have other users that want to use this area. And that those are areas that are all below the ground. And so we've been exploring benefits of this property that are below the surface of the ground. There are also a number of benefits with the public ownership of owning the surface of the land, because right now there's a whole bunch of illegal camping and other things, and there's a lot of impacts on our property where restoration opportunities that may present themselves to our property and potentially improved public access points. And so these beach properties are really valuable for the district. And when the district was acquiring this, we weren't just looking at the fiber optic. we were really looking at it from a holistic perspective, because in the end, what this property does is that this gives us complete connectivity between the Pacific Ocean to
the bay.
To the bay. And then lastly, within the bay, it also, if you look at the bay, and I, for some reason, I can't look at the bay.
Slide 19, I think there, Larry.
For some reason, it's not working on mine. I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop there. So
I think we get the description of
what. Yeah, so what happens is then you could go underneath the bay and you could get direct conductivity to the city of Eureka at the Warfinger building. Everybody's been to the Warfinger building and looked at the parking lots, and you can see RMT right there. Not only does it give direct access to the Pacific Ocean, to the Samoa Peninsula and down Arcata, there's also direct connectivity that could benefit the city of Eureka and Virginia's district as well. And so there's huge benefits to the community by owning this. And once again, I thank Dave McEntee and Simpson for letting us go through with this acquisition.
Great, thank you. Well, I'm all in favor. Any comments or questions from the board?
I'd like to just thank Simpson. They are in this action of selling to the Harbor District. It is, as it's been said already this evening, it's just opening up Humboldt County to a revitalization that we are just seeing the tip of. So it's pretty exciting.
Yes, I agree. I think this is, we're starting to see the fruition of many years' work that we've taken a few knocks on the head for and stuff, but I think things are starting to play out. And so I think we can rightfully be cautiously happy about all of this. There's nothing else from the board. I'll ask for public comment. Sean, I see your hand.
Yes, I just want to congratulate you for this historic meeting, and I think that this acquisition, I didn't realize this acquisition was so important to the project, but it seems really smart, and it's a pattern that we're noticing with the Harbor District, that you folks are sort of working in a very smart way towards a master vision that the community can get behind, and I just want to thank the property seller and you folks for acquiring this property. I think it's very inspiring for somebody who's not following you closely just to check in periodically and see that you're putting this puzzle together so nicely. So thank you for your work and strong support for this proposal.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to comment on this matter? Scott Frazier, so you're.
Thank you, Chairman Coleman. There was a comment earlier by Executive Director Oetker about $200,000 going directly into escrow, but I don't think we've heard what the total purchase price is. Can you convey that to us?
Sure. Do you want to answer that, Larry?
I'll answer it at the end, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we can. That's true. I'll go and collect any other public comments at this time. Seeing none, and I think all of that was in the agreement, but if you want to address that question, Larry, that'd be fine.
Yeah, the purchase price was $206,005 or $500, which was the acquisition price that Simpson recently acquired the property for. And so that's how that value was determined.
Okay. Anything else from our my fellow commissioners, or should we bring it to a vote? All right, could you call a vote, Larry?
Commissioner Doss.
Yes.
Commissioner Dale.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Yes.
Commissioner Higgins.
Certainly.
And President Coleman.
Yes. All right, thank you. There's, again, very, feels very like understated doing this on Zoom, but I'm also looking forward to maybe now like our Zoom calls won't be dropping as much anymore in a year or so, but this, you know, I agree with people who commented and said this really is a historic event, and I think is going to play itself out in ways that we can only imagine in this county. So moving on to item 9, future agenda items.
For future agenda items, you're going to have the next board meeting will be the 10th, and it's already shaping up to be a, you know, fairly full agenda for that meeting. And so really, if the board has anything else that you'd like me to add.
Would it surprise you if I said long things melt, cease to take a bit?
No, it was not.
I was going to try and take the wind out of your sail and suggest that item myself, so you can, but yeah, long things.
Yes, okay.
Anything else, Larry?
Yeah, and yesterday in a discussion with Director Otker about this meeting, I asked, and it's appropriate to ask with the whole commission, is about 2 years ago, we started putting our financials in the agenda packet so that the public could see more closely on a more ready time frame of the financial position of the district. Can we start on our agenda a tally or scoreboard sort of announcement? It doesn't have to be an agenda item, but maybe on the agenda as a report, just simply showing the number of ships that are coming into the bay, the amount of tonnage, and as well as our goal for tonnage throughout the year, because it does correlate with how the Corps of Engineers treats the bay and Humboldt Bay and maintenance and future dredging, as well as we're constantly, that's a number that is asked often, and we make great announcements publicly about ships coming in primarily for wood products, but ships coming into the harbor. But if we just had a running total for the year, maybe a comparison year to date of last year, that type of thing, it'd be interesting data, I think, that that we could have on hand all the time. So I'm just asking for a small addition to the agenda on a running basis.
Yes, definitely do that. And it was reported today at the Harbor Safety Committee, the channel looks fabulous. It's about 50 feet at the entrance, you know, 38 feet a clear draft in the inner channel. And so the channels look great right now.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea, Larry. It could be like a port report on that. And I did, I believe the billboard ordinance should be coming back on the next, that's taking a little time with our outside legal representation. And also I had requested that we get a treasurer's report, which we haven't had for a little while. So I don't know if you were able to.
I did. I received confirmation from Mark Witzel today that he will be presenting on the December 10th meeting, give you an update.
Great. So if nothing else, we can be adjourned. Have a great rest of your evening, everyone. And happy Thanksgiving. Be safe, eat well.
Remember what it's all about, man.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.